Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for August 18th, 2015. Your host with the most and also the most swag, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? You are in for a real treat tonight. We have special guests. Model fitness and women's wrestler representing Wildcat Sports Entertainment. Give it up for Bobby Badass.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor. Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
Good.
Yeah. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was. I was a wrestling fan basically because my brother, he was into it. And then I kind of stopped paying attention to it. And until about a year ago, I've been wrestling about a year. And I started off by doing extras for WWE, and then I met the owner of Wildcats at my gym, and so I wanted to learn how to wrestle, so I started training every year. And then in February, then I started doing matches.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and,
so, but I've always been athletic, but yeah, just recently got into really interesting.
Awesome. How long have you been doing a fitness model? How long you been doing body and fitness?
I've been doing it for about 3 years. I start because I've always been athletic because I was a cheerleader, and then I got more into lifting about 3 years ago, and really started taking it serious about 2 years ago. Because I wanted to start competing, and then that's how I got into doing bodybuilding, and I did a few competitions, and then that's how I got into fitness modeling.
Amazing. Definitely putting in a lot of work, also doing that also for your body, and also and also in the ring also at the same time.
Thank you.
Right. And I noticed that so many women came from being a fitness model to going to pro wrestling.
Yeah, it's really tied in together because they know, like with wrestling, if you have the drive and determination to compete, because it's so hard on your body and it takes so much discipline with your dieting and training too. So, you know, if you have that discipline in you, then you can make it as an athlete because you're putting your body through so much by wrestling and the performance that it takes. It's really like a lifestyle because the practices are long hours. I'm actually at practice right now and stepped away. But I think a lot of fitness models get into wrestling for that reason because they kind of go hand in hand. Because you definitely have to be physically fit to keep up in the ring.
Yes, you definitely do. Yep, that's the requirements. And so much I put over muscle and fitness and body and fitness also, definitely. Also, what's your thoughts of Luke Hawks?
Yeah, that's my trainer. And he actually got me into wrestling because I knew him from the gym because we worked out at the same gym and I was in there every day. And I knew that he was a professional wrestler, but I never really thought about doing it. And then he asked me if I wanted to go with him because he was doing an event for WWE. He asked me if I wanted to go with him because they needed, I guess, female extras. And then when I went, I really fell in love with the sport. And then I talked to him about joining the school, and then I've just loved it ever since. So, yeah, it's really nice working with Luke because he is a really strong leader. So he's definitely like, taken me under his wing, and I've learned a lot.
Yes, he's a mate. He's an amazing in-ring worker for years in the ring also.
Yeah, definitely. He's an awesome wrestler, so I feel honored to learn from somebody that knows so much about the business.
Right. What is your memories of being part of the Adam Rose Rosebuds on WWE TV?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We did skits in the, like during the day, we would do skits and where I was with El Torito and Adam Rose. And it was kind of something where Adam Rose was trying to get El Torito to join the Rosebud. He's like, see, if you join the Rosebud, then you get women like this all the time. So it was a fun skit, and we did that during the day. And then at night we went on and as the Rosebud. It was a lot of fun because when I first went, I had no idea. I thought we were just, like, going to do the skits. I didn't know I was going to go out there by the ring. So it was definitely an adrenaline rush, and it was a lot of fun to go out there. Yeah, and that's really, like, how I – got involved and got to meet a lot of great people. So, yeah, that was really fun. And I went there a few times whenever they were in the because I live in New Orleans and I'm from Atlanta. So I went and did it in Atlanta and Birmingham and Mississippi a couple times in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So it was fun getting to travel, too, with them.
Have you met any interesting people backstage besides Adam Rose?
I really just, like, keep it professional, and I really try and just keep to myself. But it's great meeting people and, like, taking advice from vets and people that have been in the industry longer. So I definitely like to soak up any, like, anything that I can to learn pointers and tips to help my wrestling. So, yeah, I learned some, like, I've had, like, really good advice given to me about the business. So that was really nice.
What are your memories of your first ever match?
My first match was actually for WWE. It was an audition match. And so I was a little nervous because I had never done a match in front of, like, a crowd before. So to do it in front of wrestlers and in front of WWE was definitely nerve-wracking. But it was a great experience. Because I'm like, if I could do it in front of them, and then I could definitely do it in front of a crowd. And so I did a couple matches for them, and then I did my first official match for Wildcats, and that was just awesome. Like, the crowd, everything, they were very hot, and I'm the first female wrestler to come out of Wildcats, so they were definitely excited about that. So, and Wildcat fans are awesome. So there's the streamers, and there's a big pop, and it was definitely an adrenaline rush. So then I was like, I love this. So it made, like, all the training worth it, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely want to see you one day in the WWE.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, you also worked with Amaya Jade.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, she goes by Amaya Jade, and she actually started at Wildcats the exact same day as me. So she's my wrestling wife. We do training. We work together a lot. We do a lot of tag matches together, and we went to Shine last month, and we're going back to Shine on September 4th, and we're a tag team, the Iron Maiden.
That was definitely a highlight for you also at Shine, working the, was it a tag match?
Yes. It was a run-in. So we did a run-in as a tag team to their tag team champions, and we did a run-in. So that will be continued.
Yes, you were in there definitely with a lot of good talent, like Kimberly and Andrea.
Yeah.
Also, what's your memories at MPW Wildcat so far?
At Wildcat? My favorite memory?
Yeah.
It was when we went to California. We took a Wildcat trip this past summer we had a show in San Diego, and we went to Tijuana as well. So I did a few matches there. We did a week-long road trip, so that was really fun because it was nice bonding with my team, and we took a road trip out there. We stayed out there for a week. We went to SeaWorld. We did three matches that week. So it was a nice balance between wrestling and vacation. So that was my favorite memory for sure. And being able to wrestle all around the world. So having that experience is really awesome.
The California area is like so much wrestling in the state of California everywhere.
Yeah, we were in Southern California, so it was really cool. It was an awesome experience because then I could see how wrestling is different all over. Because before that, I mostly wrestled Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Florida. And so getting out of there and getting my name out, it was really nice too. And just seeing how different shows are run.
What's your thoughts of working with Ruby Reigns?
That was really fun. That was a really, really fun match. That was my first time working with anyone like her. She definitely is strong style, and I really am happy with the match that we did. She's very strong, and she's a great wrestler, so that was really awesome to have the chance to work with her.
Yeah, she's definitely a good talent also, and definitely good ring psychology also.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse.
Right. Yeah, I still remember that. I think that was a good three-way between the three of y'all, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely happy with that match. Yeah, I had a lot of bruises after that. Her chops were definitely something serious. Afterwards, I posted a picture on my Instagram from the chop, and it was like my boob was like bruised, and it had like a handprint right there on my chest. So I had my first real wrestling war wound. That was no joke,
wow.
But it was definitely made for a good match.
Right. What's your thoughts of Trina Michaels?
Yeah, I had a match with her this past Saturday for the Wildcat X-Rated show, and she was talking. I'm not sure like what I can say on here with words, so I'll try and keep it clean. But she was definitely talking a lot of smack on YouTube. And so then I did a podcast last week addressing that, and then her and I finally confronted each other in the ring on Saturday, and I put her in her place.
I know you definitely killed that show.
You know, cause she said she's
right.
A porn star, not a wrestler.
Yeah, you definitely did kill it.
Thank you.
Do you have any one in the business where you like to work with in the future on the women's scene?
I would really like to work with. I'm trying to think who. I like to work with Taryn from TNA.
Yeah, she's definitely good. Also, and definitely, I'm surprised that she make a great heel so far this year.
Yeah, and I'm a face, so I think that would definitely be a good match. So maybe that will be something in the future.
Right. Do you have any interest of one day going to, like, overseas to, like, Japan or the UK?
Yeah, I would love to do a tour in Japan or the UK and get that experience of working over there and see different styles and just be able to travel with it because I love traveling. That's one of my favorite things about wrestling, too, is getting to travel and meet people and see things. So to be able to go over there and do what I love and wrestle and travel, I think would be really awesome.
Right.
Yeah, so it's definitely a goal of mine.
Yeah, definitely. And they also had one of the best, I think another good facility also, the Japanese dojos there also.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Japanese wrestling online, and I think it would definitely be a cool experience to go over there.
Yeah, they're amazing, and they show so much respect over there for pro wrestling.
Yeah, definitely. I see it's definitely wrestling is popping over there. And they definitely show a lot of respect for it. And I see a lot of the pictures, friends I have in a wrestling business that are over there. And the shows look awesome, like the venues, everything. It just looks like a really cool experience.
Right. Have you seen the promotion Stardom yet?
No, I haven't.
That's another one also for women's wrestling over there.
Oh, cool. Now I have to look and into that.
It has U.S. stars like workers like Cheerleader Melissa and Thunder Rosa.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have to look into it.
I noticed that you are actually a fast learner from this business when you went into it also, definitely.
Excuse me?
You're definitely a fast learner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I picked up quick because I have an athletic background, and I used to be a cheerleader and a gymnast, and I did a little bit of MMA and boxing before, so I just have, like, a wide range of different talents, and so I think that that's helped me pick up a little bit faster in the ring, and also we practice a lot here. Like, we go 3 or 4 times a week, and it's about 3 hours of practice, and then when I'm not here, then I'm training in the gym, and I'm doing things at home, too, so I just really try to put in a lot of time to speed up the process and just do as best as I can because I've done a lot of matches in, like, the short time that I've been wrestling because I talk to a lot of people that don't start doing matches until years of training, and I feel like I just kind of jumped into it. So it's like sink or swim.
Definitely. Yeah. What's your do you also watch MMA, UFC to see the women fight also?
Oh yeah, I do. I watch the Ronda Rousey fight.
Yeah, she is in beast mode. Every moment when she getting in.
Yeah. Yeah, I love her. Mhm. Yeah, that was definitely an awesome fight. She definitely deserved it. She is definitely a strong woman. And I love her promos, too.
Right. She's definitely intimidated also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just amazing that she's a wrestling fan also and go to the shows also.
Yeah, I saw her actually on WrestleMania this past one. She came out with The Rock, so that was really cool. So then I knew she was a wrestling fan, and I've seen her post things on Instagram about it. And when she dedicated her fight to Roddy Piper.
Yeah, that was her idol.
That was really cool. Yeah.
All right. And, I mean, I'm marked out for it, though, before the pay-per-view started when I seen the post of her and the kilt. She had the Roddy Piper kilt on promoting her fight. Guess we lost Bobby. Let's see. Let's bring it back on.
I'm actually getting a bad storm right now.
Yeah. Some of those technical difficulties in the storm.
But I'm back.
Right. And I noticed that also that she was on the PWG show also, being part of it, also watching it with the Four Horsewomen.
Yeah.
And that was actually amazing right there to see her at a top indie show.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that, but I think it's really cool that she is a wrestling fan, and it'd be cool to see her maybe on WWE. On WWE again, because she did the WrestleMania, so it'd be cool if she, like, actually went out there and maybe did some moves. And because sometimes, you know, they do some cross-promoting with that, so it'd be cool to see her on there. But yeah, she's definitely a very talented athlete.
Definitely. And they was like, you know, I think they, definitely her and Serena Williams is like on top of their game.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Serena too. I love her body. I'm like, when I see her, I'm like, that's my goal.
Right.
And she's talented and beautiful. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Full package.
Yep, and right. All these haters from the media and stuff. They all jealous. They wish they can have a body like that.
Yeah, you don't have any haters. You ain't popping. So you know, if no one's talking about you, you're irrelevant. So anytime you're in the public eye, then you know there's gonna be people talking about you, good or bad. So it just comes
right.
with it. It just shows that they're paying attention.
Right. Like they said, the more they talk about it, the more famous.
Right. So,
yeah,
you know, when you're a public figure, then any attention is good attention. So if people, you know, want to talk, then it's still, you're relevant.
Right. Also, have you had a chance to work with men also in the ring also?
Yes, I have. At practice, we practice with everybody. So I train with men because I work with Jade a lot, but I practice with men as well. So that way we get used to working other people. And I do a lot of intergender tag matches. So I wrestle men too. And I think my favorite is wrestling men, but not everybody and every promotion is okay with that. Definitely WWE, they don't like the intergender, but some places they don't mind that. So when I can, I like to do that, wrestle men. Because it's something I really like about wrestling and being a female wrestler is proving that anything a man can do, a woman can do. So
right. That's
why I like to go down there and throw down with the men and show that I'm just as strong, if not stronger.
Right. Also, you had a chance to see Stevie Ray also work for Wildcat also.
Yeah, he is actually our champion right now. So he was at our last Wildcat show, so that was awesome getting to meet him and work a show with him. And he's going to be at the next show, September 11th, the next Wildcat show at Mindfair Middle School. So he's going to be there defending the title.
Right. Yep, he was recently on this a weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I had. I didn't get to listen to that one, but I saw that he was on there. And actually, he is the holder of the championship belt right now, but the belt had gotten stolen. So just if anyone listening has heard anything about it or sees anything about, because if it's for sale online, then to contact Wildcat Sports, because we're actually missing our title belt.
Right. Yeah, these a bunch of idiot marks, probably, definitely. And Stevie Ray says, "What if he get their hands on her? It's gonna be
yeah. Then they're gonna know they took from the wrong one. Yeah, so hopefully we get that back. But yeah, he will be defending it September 11th. So it's really an honor to get to work with such names." Stevie Ray. I got to work with Tracy Smothers this past weekend and also Sabu and Stevie Richards. So that's the awesome thing too with the Wildcat shows. We have a lot of vets come through because then meeting them and getting them to watch my matches and critique it is definitely a way that I've learned a lot.
Right. Yeah, they definitely legends on the business, Tracy Smothers and Sabu.
Yeah, so it's definitely people that I want to learn from and respect the advice that they have to give.
Right. Folks was there also?
Excuse me?
Melissa Cope with Sabu also, was she there also?
And she was. Yeah, I got to meet her as well. So that was really cool. Yeah, she came out there with them. I didn't get a chance to talk to her as much as I'd like to because I was getting ready for my match, but I got to meet her and talk with her a little bit. So that was cool.
Right. She is definitely another fitness model also.
Yeah, she's in great shape.
Definitely, I would definitely want y'all could definitely work a match one day.
Yeah, that's what she already knew Trina Michaels when they were at the show together, and she said that she had worked a match with her a while back. So, yeah, Trina Michaels said it was awesome working with her. So that would be really cool to get to work with her in the future.
Yeah. And definitely. Do you watch the current product of Ring of Honor and or TNA?
No, I haven't really been keeping up with it. I watch Raw, SmackDown, and I've been watching a lot of, I have the WWE Network. I've been watching a lot of, like, Attitude Era on WWF. That's my favorite. So I like to watch that to pick up and, like, learn from selling and different things to do career research. And it's really helped me by just watching a lot. It's helped me in the ring.
All right. Yep, that was part of the wrestling boom, the Attitude era.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was like, wow, really? Miss those days. But like, you could really just say, you know, because they just said whatever that they thought. You know, now it's PG era. So I think it was really cool back then. So that's why I had a lot of fun at the X-rated show this past Saturday, because then it was just all rolled out the window.
Exactly. And definitely NXT also, their women there, they put on phenomenal matches.
Yeah, I do keep up with the NXT. I like watching that as well.
And I just like how they also put over muscle and fitness also.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I saw, I get Muscle and Fitness, the magazine, to my house, and yeah, I always see Vince McMahon was on it, then Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, they're definitely into it.
Right. It's just amazing how Vince McMahon looks great for to be almost 70 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, he still got it. Because, yeah, when he was on the cover of it, they did a spread about it, and I've read, and he's definitely still in, like, phenomenal shape. And for his age, I definitely would not believe that he's almost 70. So that's very, like, it's definitely dedication, because being on the road, it makes it a lot harder to stay in shape, because it's hard to stay on your diet, and it's also hard to stay in your gym routine. So to be on the road, to be that fit, is definitely dedicated, and that's awesome.
Right, definitely. With all the bumps and abuses from most of the week and then going into the weekend, and you got to balance your going to the gym on top of that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and finding the time for it. Then also, you know, when you've been wrestling for a long time, I'm sure – it's harder to do all the workouts that you could once do, because then you start running into injuries or it's hard on your back. So to not even use those as excuses or use it as a crutch and still just, like, kill it in the gym, definitely, you know, kudos to him for that dedication. be easy to find excuses.
Definitely. I still will give credit to even Tina and Orton also, that still be in shape and still be a workhorse doing these house shows and television also.
Yeah, definitely. And after seeing show business and being a part of it, I realize it's not as glamorous as it seems. Like, you're definitely, you know, you're on the road all the time. Wrestling days are very long days. We get there early, you know, sometimes we set the ring up, take the ring down, and, you know, it's like long, hard days. So also to be able to take care of yourself, find time for the gym, eat clean, and bring everything, like have the image, and then also be able to perform your best in the ring is, you know, I definitely have respect for it after being a part of it. You know, there's way more goes into it than what I would have ever thought.
Right. You also been also getting praise for your Tough Enough video also, doing the Tough Enough tryouts.
Yeah, I made my video for Tough Enough to submit it to WWE. And so I just tried to really incorporate everything that I wrestle, that I'm a bodybuilder, that I have the personality, that I have the charisma. So I just put all that out there in the video because it was kind of hard to really prove yourself because the video had to be 60 seconds. So I just tried to fit everything in there and the 60 seconds to show, like, my different strengths.
Definitely. There's still opportunities out there to still get in there to WWE.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely I'm just training as hard as I can and working on my and doing shows and working on my character, working on my wrestling skills, and also you get better with experience. So you just have to do the shows, have to learn how to work the crowd. And so I feel like I've learned a lot in the past year. And then also I have a lot more to learn. So I'm just going to keep training and, you know, doing everything I can. And I have a very strong work ethic. I'm very dedicated. So anything I've ever put my mind to, I've got it. So I'm confident. And I've been doing, like, I've been getting more and more shows. And the Wildcats, we do shows every other month. And I also do Combat Sport Pro in Alabama and Florida. And then Shine as well. So it's definitely the experience is I feel like I'm getting better and better every match.
Yes. You're getting called from everywhere to work. Definitely. It's growing and growing. And listen.
Thank you.
Definitely. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Yes, I'm doing Shine in Tampa, Florida, September 4th. And also Wildcats is going to be here September 11th at Meisler Middle School in New Orleans, Louisiana. So those are my two big shows coming up.
Oh,
and I post
definitely
about them on my social media. So my Instagram, I'm always plugging Wildcats. So you can follow me and all the information will be on there. And my Instagram is Katie_Barbie. So I'll post more about my upcoming matches on there.
Awesome. Definitely. It's just been so much of an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio show, Bobby. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored that y'all had me on here. Thank you very much.
Right. Definitely. We we like to bring the future of the business on here, definitely.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good night, definitely.
Okay.
A wonderful night.
Thank you. And if anyone wants to keep in touch with me, my Instagram is Katie_Barbie, and my Twitter is TheKatieForbes. And on Facebook, it's Katie Forbes, KATIEFORBES - Barbie Badass, and Badass is spelled BADAZZ. So thank you again for having me on. And everyone listening, thank you for listening.
Yes, it's an honor, definitely. You have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Barbie Badass. If you want to listen to this archive, it's right on at Stitcher.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor Radio page or at Wrestling X Factor Radio group page also. This is Wayne Benitez. A quick reminder, this Thursday will not be a show. That's right, it will be my birthday right on August the 20th. So I'm taking that off day. It's a special day for me. So on behalf of the staff at Wrestling X Factor Radio, so long, everyone.
I'm a bang, bang, titty, bang, 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 killer. Lick, 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 lick. like a broad, like a dribble. Put you in a pickle, nipple on my why you tripping? I'm a crazy individual. Never do minimum drive-ins, really too. Damn, talk much, I don't want interviews. I'm trying to get into you, then make you my enemy. Not playing at the big man, me don't like flat screen. Need a 3D.
Bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you got a bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you got a.